Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and the potential for severe weather. Weather always trumps everything because obviously it affects everybody. Right now, some real light showers. The heaviest rain is to the northeast of the city of Pittsburgh, moving through Weirton up to Youngstown.
Pretty good coverage over Beaver County right now.
Yeah, and that's spotty, so not everybody will see a lot of rain this morning. However, there is the potential for some severe weather, especially later tonight, and heavy thunderstorms this afternoon with a chance for some flash flooding and localized damage, wind gusts associated with storms later this evening and overnight.
Well, that sounds like an August afternoon and evening, doesn't it?
It does. It's, and you feel that when you step out this morning around 70 degrees. It while there's a breeze, it's comfortable, but you definitely have noticed the humidity levels are up. So we're going to go live to AccuWeather. We'll talk to meteorologist Joe Lundberg about that coming up in our next half hour.
But yeah, what I want to know is, what's the risk? Slight? Moderate?
Right. Yeah. You know, it's been interesting because sometimes we've seen, and this has been most unusual, the tornadoes that have been generated by these storm systems. Remember the one over by the zoo on an afternoon where we weren't really anticipating that kind of severe weather?
The last time I recall something like that was the storm that came through. We had almost straight vertical winds downtown. Remember?
Yeah.
We were still in the downtown studios. It tore up that cone on the Science Center.
Oh, that's right.
That was a near tornado. It wasn't a tornado, I don't think.
Yeah, the straight line winds can be powerful enough to do that kind of damage.
And got my attention. Power was out all over the place.
A straight line wind is what occurs when you're at the leading edge of the front. So when the cold and the warm air mixes, you get this downdraft. And when it hits the ground, it literally accelerates and blows out. Think of yourself with a leaf blower.
Is that kind of like a microburst?
Microburst is more confined, but yes.
Same kind of thing.
Very similar.
Okay.
And a tornado.
Cyclonic.
Is, yeah. Right. It spins, obviously. And that twisting is where it gets its force and power to do the damage it does. That twisting motion. So
when I was on the way in this morning with the way that the wind was blowing, and you could just feel that this is a change in the weather's coming.
Yeah.
And now I'm not surprised to see the rain.
Used to be my aunt sis's knee. Right. What else is going on late in the afternoon, right after lunch, actually, in the afternoon? 2nd Avenue Commons, downtown, a shelter with 180 people now displaced due to the fire. You reported on Allegheny County Executive Sarah Inamorato.
We'll be working on bringing more housing online so that we can move people out of an emergency shelter situation and into more permanent housing. I imagine that we will need bottles of water, shelf-stable snacks, things that people can take easily.
And that shelter right now is the David Lawrence Convention Center.
That's right. This is the 2nd Avenue Commons is closed. The fire chief says that there was a smoke inside the building. And from what I understand, what little I understand right now, the city will have to inspect the shelter before it can be reopened. And who knows what they'll find when they get in there, if that might preclude them reopening it anytime soon.
And an additional concern of four firefighters who had to be treated.
Three of them were treated at a hospital. And Larry, it occurred to me there could be an upside to this fire. The upside might be that the county executive was saying just a moment ago about finding more permanent housing, this might actually accelerate the process by which people are leaving the shelter, and that's not a bad thing.
And hopefully they can find room for everybody. And last night at PNC Park.
Drive to right field. Jack Sawinski hits this one out of here. A line drive home run for Sawinski. He's back.
And they won. 1-0. Blanked him.
Listen.
The Los Angeles Dodgers shut down by a rookie pitcher.
They have one of the most potent offenses in Major League Baseball.
They've got the most important offense you can buy.
And Ohtani. And he struck him out. 6 strikeouts for Jared Jones. And to shut out the Dodgers is a big, big deal.
It is. And that's why I have sound clips of both Jared Jones and Sawinski in my newscasts, because
when you
roll into town with the most expensive team in baseball and arguably the world's greatest baseball player, and you get shut out, that's news.
And you strike them out.
And guess what they got to do tonight? They got to play Paul Skenes.
And Paul Skenes gets a chance to show his stuff at PNC Park. We're going to talk to our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, right after the news at 8. And also, guess who showed up at Steelers OTAs?
Cam Hayward. Way to go, Cam.
Defensive captain Cam Hayward. So lots to talk about with Jeff about that. And in our next hour, former Allegheny County executive, now the executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, working with 10 counties, is Rich Fitzgerald. He'll be in studio. And there's also a hint of there's a plan to revitalize downtown Pittsburgh.
I wonder what he knows about that.
We will ask and find out, and you will know on the Big K Morning Show.
When is his concert, Larry?
Lionel Richie with Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's going to be Sunday, June 16th at PPG Paints Arena. I'd love to see that.
That'll be sold out.
Lionel Richie's been around, obviously, a long time. The Commodores, and of course, as a solo artist, but also resurrected his career to be more relevant as a judge on American Idol, which he seems like he enjoys doing. And Earth, Wind, and Fire, kind of in a category by themselves.
There was a time in the 1980s, for several years, when if you turned the radio on, you didn't have to wait long to hear a Lionel Richie hit.
Yes, so we're going to give you a pair of tickets. That's how generous we are here at KDKA. I had a friend call me.
What did he call you?
He goes, hey, Lair. I love Earth, Wind, and Fire. He hooked me up. I'm like, no. What? I'm like, no. You have to call to win, 412-922-1020.
And how often do you get hit up for tickets and stuff?
Every day of the week. Hey, you give me Steeler tickets. You get me down on a bench. I want to talk to Coach Tomlin during the game. Yeah, okay. That's going to happen.
Got you covered.
412-922-1020. Pick a number, Paul.
3.
Oh, caller 3, Aaron. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to see Lionel Richie, Earth, Wind, and Fire, PPG Paints Arena again. Sunday, June 16th. I'm looking out in the newsroom. I see Pat Septak, our news editor. Pat is a concert goer, frequent flyer. What's your next big show, Pat? You are going to this show. Where'd you get free tickets? He says no. Anyway, what do you think is Lionel Richie's biggest solo hit song?
Biggest solo hit song?
Be All Night Long or no?
All Night Long, it would not be that one. I would say, give me a moment to think about this. This, and you're talking about solo career, right?
Yes.
I'm going to say Hello.
Ah. Let me see what I can do for you here. Through the magic of radio. Let's see. Hello is, man, he's been around a long time.
He sure has. I mean, we're talking from the 1970s through the late 1980s. He was charting songs all the time.
I used to love being a DJ for that reason, playing the hits.
Me too.
Let's see. I can't
believe and in my dreams, I've kissed your lips a thousand times.
It's been a long time since I've been on a date.
I sometimes see you pass.
I'm looking at the original official music video.
It's a great video. The one where he's blind and the young lady makes a bust of his head.
Is it me you're looking for?
Why, I haven't seen this video.
I can see it in your smile. You're all I've ever wanted.
He's pretty good, that Lionel Richie.
What was the biggest solo hit? Do you know?
I don't know. I also know, though, what's really popular on Netflix right now is the story behind the creating of We Are the World, the song that they did. Remember that? With a super all-star gathering of Michael Jackson, Huey Lewis in the News. You had Quincy Jones producing. You had Stevie Wonder, and Lionel Richie was part of that.
Okay, I got the singles out here. There's so many number ones, it's going to be tough to pick one, but...
What do you got?
Okay, here we go. I think we're looking at this, we'll see how many weeks. Well, Endless Love with the duet with Diana Ross was a big one. Truly, in 1982, was top. All Night Long was a number one. Hello was a number one. Say You, Say Me was a number one, and that was the last big number one. So pick any one of those five.
And his biggest hit, according to Pat Septak, our resident aficionado on cool concerts, Endless Love, that he did with
Diana Ross.
Diana Ross. That was a great combo. So we're going to have tickets for you all this week to the show, June 16th. There are a lot of shows. I have a list, Paul, that I printed of every musical performance in the region through the summer. And it's unbelievable. And also the county releases, you know, they have these free shows at the county parks and those shows too. And some of those are at, have you ever been to Heartwood Acres? Any of those shows?
No, I haven't.
It's a nice setup. It really is. And those shows obviously are free. So, but to all my friends, or the one friend who may be listening, I can't get you tickets to Lionel Richie.
Hey, Lair.
I'm going to say, hey, do you mind if I record this and have when people call me just before they even start? That may eliminate some of the questions.
There you go.
Hey, Lair, you give me tickets to that. I want to sit behind a plate at the game tonight.
Next to Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, right. I got you. This is the Big K Morning Show. Thank you for choosing us. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll go live to AccuWeather, get details on the potential for severe weather. Yesterday, while we had temperatures in the upper 80s, there were a few places that experienced brief but heavy downpours of rain late in the day, in the early evening. Didn't affect the city of Pittsburgh, though there were a few. I felt a few sprinkles in the afternoon. Obviously, the Pirates game went on unencumbered by weather last night at PNC Park. But we'll try to get a fix on when exactly we can expect a couple of waves of thunderstorms, Paul.
Excuse me.
Meantime, a fire broke out, 2nd Avenue Shelter. That's a 2nd Avenue Commons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just after the lunch hours yesterday.
And of all the days for this to happen, the hottest day of the year so far.
Yeah, so...
Which meant that they couldn't put people out on the streets. They had to find a place for them. Which, and that's why they're in the convention center this morning.
David Lawrence Convention Center is the temporary shelter, though they're trying to seek. You may have heard Allegheny County Executive Sarah Inamorato say that they're looking to open up potential housing for 180 people. It's a lot of bodies.
It's a big task. We should ask Rich Fitzgerald when he's here with us next hour about the challenges that a county executive faces in a situation like that and the choices that are available.
Yeah, because it really, they got to move into action quickly. And the most, I guess, important concern of the firefighters that were injured, their health.
We had 4 injured. 3 of them were treated at a hospital. We know nothing about the actual injuries themselves.
But we are efforting to get information on that, too, for our firefighters.
We've reached out to Fire Chief Daryl Jones, have we?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and he's really good. Dr. Jones is PhD's. He's really, I think, competent and really smart about these kind of things. So we'll have, as soon as we do, an update on the condition of the firefighters. Then anytime you see that, you see the people, even though for them, for most of them, it's supposed to be a very temporary shelter. But in that case, that's the only place that they know is home.
Right. So, now, the County Executive Inamorato said it's hard to tell when the shelter is going to be operational again. One of the things that has to happen, it's got to be inspected by the city. No telling what other damage there was. The fire chief that you just mentioned, Daryl Jones, told media yesterday that smoke made it inside the building and did heavy damage to the top floor and the roof.
Yeah, and they believe it may have started in a air conditioner the roof.
That's what it was.
With the heat somehow maybe played a factor. Don't know. And for those that don't know where the shelter is, 2nd Avenue downtown. It's close to the river there near the jail, right?
Mm-hmm.
Allegheny County Jail is right there along the riverside. So we'll bring you the latest on that. I also wanted to mention, completely unrelated, Paul, but this came yesterday. So Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation has been in, and it started here in Pittsburgh with a group of parents dealing with their kids with type 1 diabetes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Juvenile diabetes. One of those fathers happens to be probably the most prominent oncologist in the region, Dr. Stanley Marks, his son Josh. And at the time, there were, I think, 3 couples that got together and said, we got to do something. So they started this Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation in Pittsburgh. And they have officially changed it to JDRF is now Breakthrough T1D, type 1 diabetes. And that's because there have been some exciting breakthroughs in this that we're going to tell you about this morning. For those who are dealing with type 1 diabetes, and of which there are many, and if that's your child, you know, you would do anything to try to help and support. And once again, Pittsburgh's playing a major role in discovery and research in this area, which can affect worldwide. It's that significant. So we'll tell you about that. So officially, JDRF becomes Breakthrough T1D. And we'll tell you why that's happening on the Big K Morning Show.
Getting back to the ball game last night, Larry, it was a special night for Jared Jones. Did you know that he grew up in the Los Angeles area and is a Dodgers fan?
Yeah, that was his team.
You know, we were talking in the newsroom yesterday about how a professional athlete is going to raise the level of his or her performance when you're playing the best team in the league, or at least what's supposed to be the best team in the league.
Can you imagine?
And that's what happened last night.
For him. Because he was, I think, the last player to find out he made the big league roster.
Oh, is that right?
Right before opening day.
That's great.
And, you know, they put out those videos. Derek Shelton, the manager, calls a player into his office and acts a little bit. You know, there's a little acting involved.
Mm-hmm.
Acts like, hey, Jared, you know, almost like, uh-oh, am I getting cut?
You know, I like watching those sessions on that show for the NFL during the training camp called Hard Knocks. The last one I watched was Dan Campbell, the Lions coach, interacting with the players. And I thought, if I played professional football, I would love to play for that guy.
He's a character, man. But he's the one that they'll chew your knees off or something.
That's right. Yeah, he was a gonzo player when he was in the league. But Jared Jones not only got the win against the Dodgers, not only did he strike out Ohtani twice.
How about that?
Right? Ohtani was 1-for-4. He only gave up, three hits. So he struck out 6.
Yep.
3 walks, and he had a shutout. 6 zeros in a row. Think about that. In your first game against the team you grew up.
It was pretty impressive.
As a fan, you were unbelievable. These are the best players in the league, some of them.
And look at their payroll compared to the Pirates.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, right after the news at 8. That and Cam Hayward participated in the OTAs.
One word describes what he did yesterday: leadership.
Yeah, he's special.
Yep.
We're pretty lucky here. We got some really amazing individuals. You know, look at Sidney Crosby in hockey, Cam Hayward, a whole list of
Steelers.
Looks
like we've got another amazing one warming up in the bullpen. His name is Skeens.
Paul Skeens, who's pitching tonight against the Dodgers. Oncologist Joe Lundberg is with us. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
So we have potential for severe weather, mostly later this afternoon and tonight, correct?
Yeah, and I think the severe weather would be very limited in nature. It's really going to be more about downpours and perhaps some strong gusty winds. That's been the nature of the beast over the past 24 hours out across parts of the Midwest and Mississippi Valley into the western Ohio Valley. I suspect that severe weather incidences will be few and far between, but you know, you may have a strong enough wind gust that it maybe knocks a few tree branches down, knocks some garbage cans over, things of that nature.
Joe, are we talking after 4 o'clock through the early evening hours? Or
I kind of think it might even get started earlier than that. I could see stuff popping up by 1 or 2 o'clock this afternoon, something that could be what I would consider a little more feisty, if you will. And then that would affect, obviously, the evening commute. Things may settle down for a time overnight, but I think even later tonight there could be a heftier thunderstorm rolling on through before the atmosphere tries to settle down tomorrow. But even then, I still think there could be a pretty strong thunderstorm at some point tomorrow before cooler air invades the area tomorrow night and Friday.
Yeah, we topped out in the upper 80s yesterday. I think we were 82 on Monday, and now by Friday we're looking at highs in the mid-60s.
Yeah, big change. I mean, there's a big, deep trough of low pressure that's coming in, and it's just gradually building in. Each successive disturbance that comes in out of the north and west kind of digs the trough a little deeper and brings in some more of that cool air. So we'll really feel the big change from tomorrow into the day Friday, when we drop from 80, 81 tomorrow to the mid-60s on Friday. And then we're going to hover right around that 70-degree mark on Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be cool for this time of the year. Not a lot of sun this weekend. It could be a hit or miss shower. Most worried, I think, about late Saturday night and into Sunday for one of those disturbances coming through to produce some wet weather, if you will.
All right. Appreciate the update, Joe. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Meteorologist Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather World Headquarters. Coming up in our next hour, we have Rich Fitzgerald in studio, who is now the executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, working with 10 counties. And he will tell us about what's going on in the region, what we can look forward to in the future, and the process, even as former Allegheny County executive, of dealing with an issue like we are now with 180 people displaced due to a fire downtown. This is the Big K Morning Show, and this morning we welcome Rich Fitzgerald, executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, encompassing 10 counties now after a 12-year stint as our Allegheny County executive. Welcome. How are you this morning, Rich?
Good to be here. There's a lot going on in this region, as you've been reporting on some of it, obviously, this morning in Allegheny County.
Yeah, and just in the past week, you were just talking about this huge weekend we had with Arts Festival starting, the Pride weekend, Kenny Chesney and all that, and all that goes with that you didn't have to worry about in detail.
I got to watch it like everybody else for the last few days. And, I watch my successor, Sarah. You know, you wake up Monday morning, you never know what's going to happen. And all of a sudden, you got protests on the University of Pittsburgh campus. You have a fire at the Second Avenue Commons. And, she stepped up and did her job.
And we'll talk about a lot of things in our next hour. And we're looking forward to this being a weekly opportunity. So, In those 10 counties, you encounter a lot of things that maybe not be at the top of people's radar, but are interesting and important to know about.
We got some big things coming up in Greene County over the next couple of weekends, over Father's Day weekend, a motocross, national motocross race that's going to be happening right here in our hometown. And the great thing about what we see in the region that you mentioned, the 10 counties, all of them are within the furthest away would be about a 1-hour drive. Most of them are less than that to get to some of these great, great amenities that we see around this region.
Rich Fitzgerald with us, and we'll talk more about it coming up right after the news at the top of the hour with Paul Rasmussen.